First verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked day and night in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For we know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And our second reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brenda, thank you so much. Lizette, we're so used to you leading, sorting out the sound desk, printing off the things, doing so much. It's a real pleasure to have you preach for us as well. So let's pray for Lizette now. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will speak through Lizette to each one of us. Fill her with your spirit and anoint the words that she says. Teach us more about you, we pray, in your name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My day didn't start great today, I have to say. I dropped a bowl of tomato soup from up on high, which fell on the floor, and you would not believe how far thick tomato soup travels. But having heard Graham being capsized by ginormous 40-foot waves, I think I'd rather be clearing up tomato soup off my kitchen floor. So I'm going to jump right in today on verse 4 of this passage, because I just feel that that was, or is, the heart of what we're being told here. We're not trying to please people, but God who tests our heart. So do you know anyone who's a people pleaser? Are you a people pleaser? I think I definitely fall into that category. If someone comes to my house, I like them to feel at home. I might bake a cake if I know they're coming, wanting to please them. And I guess even today I'm doing a bit of that, people pleasing. I want everyone to enjoy this. I want you all to go home with something to think about. And is this okay, or should I be focusing more on God, what he's telling me to do, and not worrying about what other people think? Again, we are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. And God made you. And he didn't make you to be what your spouse or neighbor, friend, children want you to be. He wants you to be exactly who he created you to be, which means you have to refuse to be defined by other people. In Hebrews, we're told that by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses had an identity crisis. He was born a Hebrew slave, but raised in Egyptian royalty, the grandson of Pharaoh. And when he grew up, he had two choices. He could just stay the grandson of a Pharaoh, live his life in luxury, fame, have power, or he could admit to who he really was, a Jew. It would be easy to just stay where he was, but to admit who he really was, his family would kick him out. He would live with slaves for the rest of his life. He would be disgraced, humiliated, and live a painful and life of drudgery. Which would you choose? I mean, what a tough choice. So easy to remain where you are. So easy for Moses to remain that grandson of Pharaoh. I think many of us will take the easy option in life. I think most people do. And many people live with a life that's not really true, trying to be people that they're not, keeping up with the Joneses, buying things you can't really afford just to keep up with your neighbor or your friend. But Moses refused to live a lie. He was a man of integrity. Against all kinds of peer pressure, he insisted on being who God made him to be. So who are we letting determine our identity? My parents died quite a few years ago, but I still feel that I'm trying to live up to their expectations probably every day. Or are we just trying to be someone, not who we really are, but maybe to prove someone else wrong? I think I've probably done that as well. Or are we trying to keep up with this, what the media thinks we should be, with all these things we see on the TV and magazines, And I'm pretty sure I do that quite often too. But going back to our passage, our purpose is to please God, not people. He alone knows the motives of our hearts. So we just have to choose to be who God made us to be. We simply have to say, I resolve not to let others press me into their mould. I'm going to do what God wants me to do and fulfil the plan he has for my life, not somebody else's plan for my life. And I think that's the real success in life, being exactly who God created us to be and not let anything veer us off that path. So maybe when you're having your coffee afterwards, you could have a little think, maybe ask someone else. Do you have pressure from other people telling you what to be? How do you live your life exactly how God wanted you to live it? And maybe it would be a good idea to spend some time writing down who Jesus is telling you to be. So does all this mean that we should just follow Jesus and obey whatever he tells us to do, even if it appears foolish, doesn't make financial sense, and even if we don't understand it? Having looked at pleasing God, not others, let's now have a look at how we can please him by obeying him in Luke. And in verses 4 to 5, we're told that when Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." So Jesus steps into Simon Peter's boat and tells Simon Peter, who is a fisherman, a professional fisherman, it's his boat, it's what he does, gives him instructions on how to fish. But he doesn't argue, he doesn't say, "Hang on a minute, you're a carpenter, I'm the fisherman here, those fish ain't biting, there's no point in putting down the nets." He doesn't say, "Everyone, what do you think, maybe we should put this to a vote." And he doesn't say, "You know what, I've been at it all night, I'm tired, I'm dirty, I just want to go home and have a shower, let's try again later." Doesn't hesitate, he does what he's told, drops those nets. Now I don't know how you hear God and what he tells you, and I'd love to, for you to share that with me, because I'm often left pondering. I hear things. Is it just my voices? Is it something I've heard on the TV that's kind of going around in my mind? Or is it God telling me to do things? But I do know that when I don't listen, I'm hurt because I miss out on God's blessings when I'm not listening and I don't hear. And it's hard to discern what is the right thing. What am I being told? And what is it in my head that I've heard from other people? But I think if we become one of those people who says, "Because God said so," we'll get to experience all his blessings. And his instructions don't have to make sense, but we just have to trust in faith, because we can trust God, because he always has our best interests and our everything best for us in his mind, even if we can't see it. So we have to try to listen. We have to try to learn to trust ourselves to hear God and to what he tells us to do, to be that person he's created. So when I first started coming to this service and someone said to me, "Why don't you do a reading?" I can't do that. I might get it wrong. I might stumble over the words. What if I can't see it properly? It'll be terrible. But, I definitely heard God saying, you should do that, you should do that, give it a go. And here I am, years later, and it's what God has told me to do, and it is an absolute blessing to be here doing this. So again, over your coffee, here's some more things for you to talk about. Who in your life do you know who's a "because God says so kind of person? And what can you learn from that person? What have you missed out on? What blessings have you not had because you didn't listen? And when you have heard and you have done, what blessings have you had from that? Thanks.